American forces retaliating with airstrikes in Syria, targeting facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Hits there killed at least four. Officials in Kyiv say long-range Russian bombardment has killed at least 10 civilians, wounded 20 others in several parts of Ukraine. Three elderly people found dead this week after their vehicles were swept away by floodwaters in Arizona. Two of those in Gila County in the Payson area, the other was in Navajo County. Stocks have moved higher now, the Dow up 121 points, the NASDAQ adding 30. This is SRN News.
This Easter season, join world-renowned tenor Andrea Bocelli for an unforgettable journey of hope, beauty, and music. Experience musical performances from Michael W. Smith, Tori Kelly, Taya, and Torrin Wells across the awe-inspiring Italian countryside. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, brings you face-to-face with the moments in life that define us, the music that moves us, and the relationships that matter most. The Journey, a music special from Andrea Bocelli, in theaters April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 6th. Find out more at thejourney.movie. That's thejourney.movie.
This is Dennis Prager. If God saved the Jews in Egypt, why didn't he save the Jews in Europe? Was there really an Exodus? My new book answers these and other questions. It's called The Rational Passover Haggadah. When you purchase The Rational Passover Haggadah, we are including two of my most listened to lectures for free. The Ten Commandments and Why Did God Take the Jews Out of Egypt? Get your autographed copy of The Rational Passover Haggadah at PragerStore.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
Here's something we hope you'll really like.
Okay, Norm, you're Canadian.
Yes, I am.
So what do you think of this whole presidential mess?
Well, I hope that the Democrats don't steal the election from the winner, you know, but who knows?
You like George Bush, don't you?
I love George Bush, man. He's a good man, decent, you know, none of this. He's not a lie or a crook murderer or anything like that. So it'd be good to get the... I think we should get the homicide out of the White House and get like a fresh start, because we don't want any more murderers.
I think we should just go on to the next question.
Oh. Who's the murderers?
Oh, Clinton, he murdered a guy.
Yeah, you know, we're not allowed to put out accusations with that.
That's a little
Charlie.
Too far.
That's the way it does work.
Let's just go on to the next question.
Yeah.
This is not my week. What can I tell you?
Oh, it's not mine either. I'm being very nice, okay? Be a good boy. Now, Norm.
Do you never hear that?
No, listen,
Norm,
we don't need to talk about
this. I don't
want
to get into this, and I don't want to hear it, and this is not the place to make those accusations, and you're supposed to be funny. Let's get on
right,
to the
exactly.
Question. So get with it.
There you go.
This is a live show.
Not for Norm, but you have been properly chastised by Barbara, so I'm not going to ask the next question.
I thought it was a matter of record.
Shut up. Look, okay. Let me do this, okay?
I'll tell you what's a matter of record. You will not be invited back if you don't shut up. All right, now.
Manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Norm, did you ever hear the word?
Phone is ringing.
I certainly hope that somebody calling to tell you to go home.
Oh, no.
But you got a phone ringing.
Oh.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The thing is this. You know Matt Strauss?
Yeah, the producer.
The producer. He told me it would be funny. He said, like, why don't you carry a cell phone on and then let it ring and then pretend like there's a guy on it.
Is there anybody on it?
No, it's a thing. Pretend.
You know what, Norm? You're a dead man.
Here, you talk to him, man.
You know what, Barbara? You know what you said about rage and work?
Give this man the kind of soup and tell him to shut up.
All
right then.
Norm, let's see. Norm.
What?
Okay, listen, Norm, listen. Not only have you annoyed us, but I read that you have actually annoyed one of your idols. Who is that?
Oh, the great Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh my God, I love that guy. He's my hero, you know, just like you, maybe George or Bill Clinton would be your hero. I love.
Let's not stop helping you, is it?
No, you seem to like Bill Clinton.
They're really, and this man leaks into our show on Friday night.
I know.
It's all right, his career's over after this anyway. Who cares? Go ahead, Norm.
No, Bill Clinton, who's a great man, obviously. You know, everybody has their opinions, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you moving along?
No, Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, God.
Cosby.
Oh, God.
What are you drinking in there?
Well, Bill Cosby is a great man, first of all. There has never been any accusations toward Bill Cosby about any...
Will you just tell us what you did to Bill Cosby?
Oh, I met him. I opened for him at a club. And he was a great man, you know. He's my hero of all time. You know how funny Bill Cosby
is. Yeah, so I'll get to the point. I'm going past menopause.
Not everything has a point.
We are learning that, okay. All right, Norm, you want to finish the story, or shall I ask you the next thing?
Well, the Bill Cosby thing is this.
Dear God.
I met Bill Cosby. We're all fans of Bill Cosby, right, Barbara?
Yeah.
What? Yes. Why don't we talk about the millionaire?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Tonight, Norm
and I... please. I like Bill Cosby. Norm, let's talk about the millionaire.
Great. Norm MacDonald and I are on The Millionaire tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell him about that, how you thought he's dumb today. Where do you see him tonight?
People always told me Hollywood was like incredibly liberal and biased, and I thought it was untrue. But...
you want to talk about the millionaire?
Yes, I do.
You have 10 seconds to talk about the millionaire.
Don't tell him what I won?
No.
Oh.
You're not allowed to tell anything like that.
Well, what are you trying to ask him then?
I don't know. Okay. He doesn't answer anything anyway.
So he's on The Millionaire tonight, and he's on Friday nights, and...
And on Monday, his taxes will be audited.
Enhanced TV.
There you go. That's Norm MacDonald in the hen house. Actually, it's hen house is too polite a term for what that gaggle of bitches is. It's and cougar's den. That's too sexy.
I can't stand the women. I don't know how anybody ever goes on that show, man or woman.
No, they're just horrible people. Somebody must be watching it because they remain on the air.
I don't know.
Every week, either Whoopi or one of the other cows is making an apology.
I have to apologize.
For making a patently racist, something that would get anybody else tossed off the air in a heartbeat.
Yes.
And they keep getting away with it. That's what I resent, the double standard. But we see it from the top down in our entire society.
Yep.
That's our show. We will be back again Monday afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Sounded great today.
Yeah, it went by fast. It really went by fast. Spring break week has been a strange week. Last couple of days in the morning, with Rich not here, it's not like there's this tremendous burden. Rich still gives us the forecast and everything, but you have to be better when you're missing one of your partners. And we've had a blast.
I thought you guys sounded great, but I've noticed since Joey and I have changed times, I don't get to see Rich in the morning. I don't get to see you in the morning.
Yeah.
And I really miss hanging out with Chase.
Well, Joey's very selfish and, hogs.
Hey,
time.
Speak of the devil.
He just walked in the room.
Hi.
Hi, Joey.
You got the winter sheet?
Winter sheet's over there.
Okay.
See, I should say something like, I heard the check that won the Sweet Creek so he could explode into one of his war on women rants.
Joey with a war on women?
You still do it. You still got that...
war on women!
that's when Joey left to venture off on his own. I had no behavior modification. Well...
Right.
But
she keeps you in line.
That's more on the personal level. But Joey is the one that would notice those violations of the unwritten rules that we're all supposed to live and die by. Like the war on women and other groups that are filled with self pity. Not that I think women are. I think that the media makes them appear to be that way.
Right.
I think I just dug myself an enormous
hole. I mean, in my experience, women are very emotionally stable.
Really?
Yeah.
All the experience you've got there?
I mean, I don't have that much experience, but that's been my experience. Would you say I'm correct, Rosie?
The women you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them?
It's more than that. I have a few aunts.
I'm having flashbacks.
I know some emotionally stable women, and I know some that are not.
Now, what about emotional or emotionally unstable men?
Mm. So I've been accused of being that way.
I think we all have our moments, but I know of people that are just, they live their life under that.
But I call it passion. That's my word for it.
I like that.
Because I care. So, before we get things going, Rich's forecast is coming up, and yes, we do have weather headed our way. That last I heard from Rich, we're going to get it, but we're not going to get the severe stuff. Western Alabama seems more likely to experience that. In the meantime, let's pay a quick visit. This could be the weekend somebody's getting their first car or their first cool car. I direct your attention to this BMW Z4 3.0i that's convertible and available at Jack Ingram on the Value Car Lot. Now, take a look at that color.
What a maroon.
It is a maroon that's very unique with a tan convertible top.
Nice soft top.
Yeah, let's take a look at some of the photos of this machine. Oh, they haven't done the interior. They just got this on the lot. But let me just give you the price that I can do immediately. And that's available just over 10.
Oh, wow, that's a good price on that car.
Or an online deal at $185 a month if you shop by payment. And that, all the particulars on the online deal are available just by clicking on whatever vehicle catches your eye.
I miss my Z3 and a Z4. It sounds awesome.
Beautiful car.
Yeah, convertible too, as I mentioned. Did they sell that Mercedes? They have a 2015 Infiniti QX60 base at the Value Car Lot at Jack Ingram. They did have a Mercedes. It looks like that's been sold. I didn't think that would be there too long.
I don't ever see anything stick over there very long, Rick. Usually you'll talk about it 2 days, then it's gone.
They have a 2017 Beamer 3 Series 330i. That one has low mileage and has an online deal at $340 a month. So here's the point I'm trying to make here. And you can check at jackingermercedesbenz.com. Your dream machine could be there at a very affordable price, and you can buy with confidence because they do not put their name on any car that has issues. And they do a very thorough job of making sure there are no issues. See the incredible tip change. Didn't we hear from his brother yesterday?
Yeah, John.
That was so cool.
It was.
Sounds a little bit like him, too. Mm-hmm. We're talking about really rock-solid people that you'll work with when you visit Jack Ingram on the Boulevard and jackingram.com. Rich's forecast in 30 seconds.
Gray's Tire and Auto has extended the sale to celebrate its 25th anniversary.
Tires at cost, plus mountain balance and throwback pricing on alignment. Only $25. Now through March 31st at all locations.
Don't need tires immediately? Buy them before the end of March, and Gray's will hold them for you until you do.
Don't miss the anniversary celebration through March 31st at Gray's Tire and Auto.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we should be fine. It's really in the late night and the overnight hours, in the wee hours of Saturday morning when showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts the main threat, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Look for the storms to move out early in the day on Saturday. Improvement later with sunshine with a high around 84. Then another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota construction equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, I had it set up to play in this crap computer. Now the thing is spinning around and it's going to start here. Would have sounded a lot better if it just started when I wanted it to. Let's refresh the page.
This is a really tough day, not just for me, but for all New Yorkers and all Americans. Ever since I was a young man, it was my dream to be an attorney, to stand for the law and put criminals behind bars, to focus on the victims of crimes, to bring diversity to the community, to make a difference. That's what makes this so very, very difficult. So I'm just going to say it. It is with an extremely heavy heart that I must announce that the New York District Attorney's Office, after an extensive, thorough investigation, has decided to drop all charges against Donald Trump. Furthermore, due to my deteriorating mental health, both as a result of the stress of the case, as well as Jack Posobiec's relentless attack and bullying against me, targeting my weight and repeatedly calling me Fat Alvin, implying I'm a member of the Chipmunks. For the record, I am not. I hereby resign from my position as the District Attorney of New York. Now, if you excuse me, I'm off to go indulge in some very delicious chocolate vanilla swirl pudding and eat my feelings.
Deep fake, but it's funny, right?
No. Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB for Spring Break Friday. So we'd like to go kind of heavy on requests. 272-9228. Eddie Bader's with me. So is Joey and Rosie.
And here they are.
Jeb, with four of us here, we need you to really dig deep for the big welcome.
Please clap.
Well,
I just want you to know I'm not emotionally unstable because I thought that might be real. I'm just extremely naive.
I knew it was fake, but I was just enjoying it so much that kind of wanted it.
How can you not enjoy that?
Right.
I mean, that was really well done.
I was like, awesome.
Unfortunately, the ability to do these deep fakes, though, is screwed me a couple of times with stuff that I did post.
Greg.
That was legitimate.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse, too, because they're only getting better.
So I could hit share on this and just say fake but funny. Why doesn't this work? Why can't we share off Twitter on this computer?
I don't know.
You're the rising star here. You need to use
the IT guy, right?
You could like just hit share there and
and
copy it.
It won't even give me the copy the link thing.
Oh, well, I don't know then.
That's a pretty good
thing. That one I like, yeah.
But you know how we get these industry letters and stuff from the radio business?
Yeesh.
There was one that was put out recently, came in my inbox, that said, GPT now has voice automation. We can create an artificial intelligence model of your jock's voice.
Yeah.
And it's like, crap.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it because we are Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting, and we don't fake it here.
Right.
AI. But I'll tell you what, you know, I'm coming up on 18 years in town, and I think back to all the people that mock me.
Yeah?
Oh, what are you going there for? This is market number 12. You're going to market 150. Blah, 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 blah. You know, one time in radio, yeah, that would have been a big demotion. And now, one of those people is a flight attendant. Hmm. Another guy is selling yachts. He can't get in the business because, A, even with the skill set, nobody will pay him more than, you know, like... $30,000 or $35,000 a year. So I'm doing just fine. I am making $38,000 a year here, and I am proud of that.
Can I borrow a couple dollars?
Let me check. It's kind of towards.
I know you got that investment account rolling in Money Buddies. So
that's actually doing.
It has been, which surprises me, Greg. Because
really
every
well.
Day I hear bad news on the stock market,
yeah.
And then we hear Greg, I'm up again.
Yeah, no, because I, you know, when I went to Brandon, look, that's why I have to work until they take me out of here in a body bag, because I do not have, I don't want to retire. Retirement in radio is death.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it's death. Sad story about Sonny Fogg, who was working against the years in Florida. I got a job hosting a comedy channel on Sirius XM and retired at age 70 and was dead soon. So I don't want to hear, you know, retire from what? Having fun? Being mentally engaged? That's good, you know? I don't want dementia. Well, I think you get those things from sitting around.
I think it'd be bad for your health to retire because you have a good release in here at least once every 3 days of rage. And I think if you if you had to keep that at home with you at all times, you'd probably combust.
Yeah, I'm generally very even-tempered at home. Once in a while, I scare Briscoe.
Yeah.
But not to the point where he wants another daddy. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Okay, I got in the car and turned on the radio. In time to hear the fake Alvin Bragg. I was tearing up until the part where we got to the pudding, and I was like, what? Yeah. So it got me.
Too bad, but it's still worth the listen.
Well, it's because it's something, an outcome that I devoutly wish for, but, you know, that's part of my confirmation bias, I guess. Okay, my request for today, we need some yoga pants.
Yoga pants. We will put them on shortly.
Sweet.
All right, y'all have a great weekend, and...
Wow, you went up an octave on
I'm
that one.
You.
And right back at you, buddy. 272-9228. For those of you who are relatively new to the show, we have a pretty large library of some funny, topical things that we play during the week, but some of them have become gold and have been part of our playlist here for a long, long time. All right, 322, we will have our rocket scientist of the day coming up. What else did I send my... I don't know if this works for you, Joey, but when I come across something that I want to play, I put the link in an email to myself.
Yeah, I do that.
It's the easiest way to keep track of things, and I just want to check real quick here. Now, where did I see this? Babylon Bee had something really, really funny today. Father silenced and punished for power. That's one of their ads. But Babylon Bee had one of their fake headlines that was... Let me just check it real quick here.
All right.
Babylon Bee. Wow. Well, it was really, really funny. It was a woman who... Got to be here. I just saw it today. That was some Babylon Bee videos we could listen to.
Wait. Go up one. Trump to be indicted for removing mattress tag in 1997.
That's the one I was talking about. Yes. That is hilarious. Do not remove tag under penalty of law. And that's about all they got on the guy. And I'm not even sure he did that. Okay, Red Top.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
You know, last night I'm watching Johnny Carson, and the date is March 28th, 1982.
Mm-hmm.
And in the news is complaints, and this goes to show you how nothing's changing. Now America's accusing Russia of using poison gas. So, you know, Greg, nothing, more so in the recent future, nothing has changed in the past 50, 60 years. And I hate to tell Joey that, but I don't think they're going to straighten anything out by the time he gets 69 years old either. So, golly Moses, round and round we go. The UN is basically useless now. It does nothing but talk about the sea level. And they've never been less powerful, so really need to kick their asses out and bump them off anyway. And Joey, don't believe anything these guys tell you about women. They're telling you all falsehoods.
Yeah, I ain't learned nothing about women.
They are not stable. What happens once a month? Does that answer your question?
The kind to take me away, haha. The kind to take me away, haha.
Greg, I have to request this. The lady at the doctor's, the woman's doctor's office.
All right, the OBGYN. Okay, great example of a classic gold bit. We thank you for the call. We have, I've mentioned this, that all of this diversity and equity and all this garbage is not helping.
Nope.
We have seen, you know, through the teaching of critical race theory, we are teaching young children to hate each other, to point fingers. I'm a victim of your ancestors and all this other crap. And we're starting to see this turn up in all kinds of places. In women's basketball today, Jamyra Schutz, who plays for Memphis, charged with assault for allegedly punching.
Oh, I didn't allege it. There's a video.
Oh, no. It's this happened.
Yeah.
And it is assault. And I believe this is probably racially motivated because she can get away with it.
They were in the...
This happens all the time. So, good. Maybe if a few get... We can put an end to this stuff. But it's gotten to the point now, if you can find the video, if you look for it, of on a playground at a school with young black children assaulting young white children, demanding that they say Black Lives Matter. And this is where all of this is going. We are not coming together. We are getting pushed further apart. And it's all politicians. All politicians. I'm old enough to remember the 70s when you could sense harmony building, coming together, things that we had in common. And all the leftists done, well, we can't have that. That doesn't suit our purpose. Now we got to give everybody a reason to not come together to... It's just nuts. But we're all Americans. And that just has not worked out. All right, so we got yoga pants, OBGYN. Anything you guys want to hear today?
I'd like to hear some Dr. Sigmund Azebo.
Oh, I'm always up for some Dr. Sigmund Azebo. How about the lady that bakes the biscuits?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, okay, so we have her.
Mitch Hedberg, the Dufresnes.
The Dufresnes?
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. We got that. I also have a long Mitch Hedberg cut in there that I think I put in at Joey's insistence.
Oh,
a while back. But that is labeled, in case you want it, restaurant wait list. COM is comedy dash Mitch restaurant wait list, if you want to know where the Dufresnes are.
Okay. All right.
And in fact, we will look for them in 1 minute and 17 seconds.
LG Tinted Graphics is known for tinting vehicles. But did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
You only go to a restaurant on the weekends that gets busy, so they got to start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, like, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, but what happened to the Dufresnes? No one seems to care. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You people are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth. And they're hungry. That's a triple whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresnes. Thank you.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And Mark and Mickey are really terrific people. It's very rare that I will repeat play something 30 minutes after I play it the first time. But, and since rocket science implies a certain level of genius, I don't know who did this deep fake of Alvin Bragg.
The good one, man.
But it is so funny. It's, again, it's a deep fake, but we have to acknowledge the genius behind this clip.
This is a really tough day, not just for me, but for all New Yorkers and all Americans. Ever since I was a young man, it was my dream to be an attorney, to stand for the law and put criminals behind bars, to focus on the victims of crimes, to bring diversity to the community, to make a difference. That's what makes this so very, very difficult. So I'm just going to say it. It is with an extremely heavy heart that I must announce that the New York District Attorney's Office, after an extensive, thorough investigation, has decided to drop all charges against Donald Trump. Furthermore, due to my deteriorating mental health, both as a result of the stress of the case as well as Jack Posobiec's relentless attack and bullying against me, targeting my weight and repeatedly calling me Fat Alvin, implying I'm a member of the Chipmunks. For the record, I am not. I hereby resign from my position as the District Attorney of New York. Now, if you excuse me, I'm off to go indulge in some very delicious chocolate vanilla swirl pudding and eat my feelings.
That's just, that's one of the best I've ever heard. But and now, again, it is a fake.
It came out today, right?
Yes.
So let's see what the temperature is Monday on it. I got a feeling they'll be hell-raising all the way around.
It turned up on Citizen Free Press, which, by the way, is a hugely popular aggregator. It has surpassed some of the biggest names, political, all of them, in terms of number of website hits. And while Drudge, oh God, I can't look at. Let's do it.
Sell out. You ready?
Oh, sell out. He is the worst. I don't think he owns it. I think he.
No, there's no way he owns it.
I think George Soros owns it. If I had to guess.
If not, he's renting it.
Psycho Don, that's the headline, threatens Manhattan District Attorney. Really? Warns of death and destruction if charged. Did you hear that today?
No.
I didn't hear that either.
Maybe this is a deep fake. Post photo holding baseball bat near Manhattan DA's head. They're just, you know, this is called Trump derangement syndrome here. Because, yeah, that's what he's going to do. He's going to go hit somebody in the head. I really believe that. And if the people of, you know, New York is always eager to tell the world how freaking smart they are. Then they put somebody like AOC in office. She's another one that opened a mouth. Dumb.
Yeah.
On Liberty Daily, they call her Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's a pretty good name for her. Described her.
Better than Chlamydia Harris.
Yeah.
So, and then they said, while New York is, you know, pounding on their chest about how brilliant they are, they put a slob like this in as the to protect them. And he's done nothing.
He's done nothing. They continue to elect DAs or put DAs in there that do nothing but let criminals go.
Over half of the felonies that come to his desk are turned into misdemeanors. Just like that. More than half.
How is that protecting anyone?
It's not. because they're arrested. And how, you know, the New York police, they must be thrilled. Why would I, why am I going to go through the hassle and paperwork of taking this scumbag off the street when I know the scumbag that's enforcing the law won't enforce the law?
And a number of people have lost their lives as a result.
Oh, yes.
Many.
Right back out.
Right back out.
But you won't see those headlines. You got to look for those, but they're there. All of that is true.
Well, that's why Florida is, I won't say recruiting, but importing more and more people out of New York daily. People have had enough. They're not fighting back anymore. They're just giving up and moving.
True. Between that and the taxes.
Yeah, they're just moving. They're giving up and moving.
Because it's pretty clear that the people that run New York, both at the state and at New York City level, they don't care. They just don't care. The latest lunacy from these people... We've already heard that the governor up there is ready to ban gas stoves. Now that moron, Jennifer Granholm, they're ready to start banning air conditioners.
I was hoping you saw that.
We are... How is that? They call themselves progressive. To what? You think they're giving those things up in China or India or any of the other fossil fuel-driven economies? Russia? No. We are. We're supposed to sacrifice our quality of life, the best in the world, until this collection of douchebags came into power. We're supposed to throw that away because we're going to save the planet. These pea brains are incapable of comprehending that every single human being on this planet, standing shoulder to shoulder, could fit into Los Angeles County, California. All 8 billion, shoulder to shoulder. That leaves a lot of land. So if you really believe that turning on your AC is going to bring about the end of the world, get some help. Get some help. That was brought to you by Appliance Security, 279-8338. They help you keep the bad guys away. Go to MySpotCrime.com, punch in your address, and find out what's happening in your neighborhood. Because the news only covers the big stories. But vandalisms, robberies, thefts, those things end up on My Spot Crime. And take a look at what's happening around you. Some people want home security, but I can't afford the monitoring, but it's under 30 with Appliance. So don't sacrifice your safety for the sake of saving a couple of bucks. Reach out at 279-8338 with Mark and Vicky. They're local, wonderful folks to work with. They're Alabama Electronic Security Board permit numbers 276. Checking traffic at 338, 272-9228 is our number.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We've got authorities working an accident on I-85 northbound just past Ann Street. Four vehicles involved. It's off on the left. The left lane was closed earlier. There is a big slowdown of traffic there all the way to Jackson and backing up. Also got other accidents. A new one, 3100 block Mobile Highway. That's going to be right near Air Base Boulevard. Use caution there, as well as Vaughn Road at Wind Lakes Boulevard. Accident there. Other accidents have cleared. We are light to moderate traffic flow all over the city of Montgomery this afternoon. Front Porch Grill in Millbrooks, where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
From WAKA Channel 8, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says the two deputies who were shot Wednesday morning have been treated and released from the hospital. Police say the deputies were performing a welfare check at a home in the Meadowbrook area when they were both shot. Hoover police say they have a suspect in custody. No word yet on a motive in this shooting. This morning, an 18-year-old Millbrook teen is charged with murder and shooting into an occupied vehicle after the shooting death of a 16-year-old Montgomery teen. Millbrook police say the shooting happened Wednesday on Highway 14 in Millbrook. 18-year-old Mose Abram is charged with shooting into a moving vehicle and killing 16-year-old Mario Williams. Abram is being held in the Elmore County Jail without bond. Two other teens were injured in that shooting. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes. And soon, you turn and realize, hey, I'm starting to speak another language. How'd that happen?
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we should be fine. It's really in the late night and the overnight hours, in the wee hours of Saturday morning, when showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts, the main threat, but tornadoes can't be ruled out. Look for the storms to move out early in the day on Saturday. Improvement later with sunshine, with a high around 84. Then another round of showers and storms by Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Spring Break Friday on request 272-9228. We are now going to give a big Warhawk acknowledgement. Master Thespian, who asked for this.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so.
Oh,
my wife was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants, feels like my own skin. Yoga pants, where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try yoga pants. So soft and so sleek, yoga pants, feels good on my cheeks. Yoga pants, these are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
And he's coming to Montgomery soon, but for ticket information, and don't expect me to give it to you because they're not advertising with us, even though we have made many Tim Hawkins fans. Yeah, I don't know what the deal is with that. Maybe they don't need it. Maybe he announces it. He's a Christian comedian. It gets, the word gets out in the that church bulletin, and it's sold out. I don't know. But the fact is, I really don't know. I just know he's coming to town. All right, Steve O. I should give him the proper sentence. Steve
O.
Wants the first baseball game.
Okay.
And Major League Baseball resumes for reals this coming Thursday.
Boring.
Well,
I don't know, Greg. It's getting kind of exciting.
They have figured out how to cut out the crap and speed the game up and get down to business.
I want to ask you about a player in particular, too. I think he's a Japanese player that can go either way.
Shohei Ohtani.
Is he all that the hype is, or is it just hype, Greg?
No, he is everything the hype is. He is the first player since Babe Ruth to be in a... A lot of people don't know that Babe Ruth is one of the best pitchers in baseball in the aughts, last century. And, of course, when he made the home run a thing in baseball, up to that was called the dead ball era. And when people came to ballparks to watch Babe hit one of those moonshots, that's when baseball, they hardened the ball to give it a little more distance. And he gave up pitching so that he would be okay to play in the field every day. Ohtani pitches every 6 days. He's really good. And he can hit it a mile.
Man, incredible.
Very, very similar.
I've seen a lot of his highlight videos and just looks amazing.
I will make a prediction. Unless he is injured, which we certainly hope does not happen, he will be the first baseball player to receive a contract worth $500 million.
Is that right?
Now, that does sound obscene. However, I have no trouble with a player making that amount of money, especially in his case, because he will make that back for the team in marketing, in jersey sales, in overseas deals with Japan and everything else. He is bank. Total bank. What I have a problem with is player... Well, I had a similar... There's just too many players getting way overpaid, and they're guys that nobody would... You know, you look at the who's playing the Cubs this week. And sometimes, like I remember once, was to see the White Sox, not to see them because they sucked in the 70s, but to see Nolan Ryan.
Yes, see Nolan Ryan, that's right.
And to hear what 100, he could hear his pitch through the air. Wow. It made almost a light whizzing sound.
Yeah.
And the pop in the catcher's mitt was, you heard it around the park.
That's legendary.
Yes. So guys that bring Aaron Judge, guys that bring extra people to the park, they deserve the biggest deals. But just because you had a statistically similar year doesn't mean you're worth what Aaron Judge is.
It seems like, and not just baseball and pro sports, when they get the big payday, they quit. They just,
I think
just something in them dies, you know?
I think there's two things. Yeah, that incentive. And then the big payday finally comes, and okay, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And you know you're going to get that money in baseball. That's guaranteed.
Right.
We had guys this past offseason get 10, 11, 12-year contracts over $300 million.
Lord.
And some people can say, I'm going to go out and earn that money. Some guys say, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm getting paid all of this money. And then they crack under the pressure and suck. And then some just kind of mail it in. which is really the worst of the three.
That's what seems to happen. And I guess that's it. You lose that incentive.
When they raised me to $38,000 a year here, do you think I stopped working as hard as I was?
No, if I remember right, you're still doing two shows a day. And
yep.
And you're selling pies on the weekend. By the way,
I am going to be doing that.
You're killing me. You're kind of holding out. Usually this time of year, I got some pies going.
I
got
to make one phone call. And then, because there's two things. I know that I can make them available through Prattville Farm Center.
Right, right.
And I want to find a Montgomery spot.
Okay.
So if you have any suggestions, let me know.
I do. We'll use my mom's house. I don't care. Just get the pies.
And I just picked up a load of Farm Fresh eggs from my buddy Rick Evans.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Dude, he's saving you about $10.
Oh.
I cannot believe the price of eggs.
It's crazy. But these eggs are right off the farm. However, I did notice, you know, and when I'm making pies, I buy them because they sell these boxes that have, I think it's 60.
Oh, yeah, like the big flat.
Yeah. You get a good price on those. To make, because I put five eggs in a pie. That is
five eggs per pie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes them better. Makes a bit, and even better when they are free range eggs because they have a little more of an eggier flavor that works in the pie. I also have concocted the perfect formula, the balance between key lime juice.
Oh, so good.
And sweet content so that you get a touch of sweet and a touch of tang. All in the same bite.
You got it, man. You dialed it in. And I'll give you $20 for the recipe right now.
I really would love to make them in bulk. I kind of need to. It's not that we're not on food stamps or anything, but we got to do some things at the house that are costing.
Got some projects happening at your place.
Yeah, and you know we're happy with the house, but. You know how it is with a house. There's always, something you need to.
But you guys got one of the greatest neighborhoods in Montgomery. You know that.
Arrowhead, I love it. I did 5.5 miles on my bike today.
Hot dog. Okay.
And, yeah, I pretty much travel almost all over Arrowhead. And you get waved at. And.
All right, I got a crazy idea for you. Mm-hmm. I had this really expensive drone I bought for real estate. It can follow you. I can have it set in your driveway, and it'll follow you around the neighborhood. I would love to do that with you one day, Greg. I would absolutely love to do that with you. I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is hit a couple buttons, and it literally follows you wherever you go in the neighborhood.
There's one part of the ride I would like to take that have that thing follow me, because when people see the hill that
that's
I climb,
what I'm thinking.
They will not believe it. That a guy like me, you know, barely 60 years old, would be able to
climb right up that hill.
Without standing on the pedals, too.
That's another thing.
And the drone will be disappointed because there will be no white basket on the front of my bicycle, which I know you're the one that did that.
I am not. I really wish it was me. It wasn't me. My money's on Rich.
Rich?
My money's on Rich. Because as soon as it came up, he wasn't here. Then when we kind of got a little heated about it going back and forth, Rich got quiet.
Oh.
And he's been quiet about it ever since. And he's not here to defend himself right now either.
I mean, if I thought I could fill it with newspapers and make an extra buck delivering papers around the neighborhood, you know, that might be one thing. But it's not even big enough for that. It does have beautiful flowers on it. I'm using it as an ashtray these days.
Oh, nice.
353, we are the official local radio affiliate for the Jeff Bezos Radio Network. And you may have heard the story about one of their drivers helping out with an armed standoff. And the boss heard about it and had this to say.
I am Jeff Bezos. It is with great awkwardness that I must do something I never have done before. And that is to praise an Amazon employee. You see, one of my delivery minions delivered a package to a home that was in the middle of a police standoff. Wow. This guy's got quite a set of echo dots on him. Better still, this brazen act of bravery has given birth to a new business idea. I shall call it Amazon Crime. Are the police shouting, "Come out with your hands up!" over a bullhorn? Well, jump on Amazon Prime and get a bullhorn of your own so you can answer back, "You'll never take me alive, coppers!" Order some blow-up dolls and it'll look like you have hostages. And if you do go to jail, Amazon Prime will deliver you a delicious cake with a special ingredient inside. You can file that under brilliant.
Boy, I can just see Jeff Bezos when he does these commentaries.
You know,
finger at the... Just to show you how prejudiced the news is, NBC with their big peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Bragg, DA probing Trump, received death threat with white powder.
Yep.
You know what? I don't believe it was put there by a Trump supporter. Not for one second.
I kind of wonder if it was even...
This is just another one of their little attention-getting schemes. So if I were betting... Hang on one second here. Somebody just sent me a thing. Is this your doing? he's got 93.1 FM tuned in on his car. 70s, 80s, and 90s, and 2,000 hits. Are we changing formats?
I was going to ask you. We changed formats. Nobody told us.
I'll be your DJ. I have a pretty good resume in that.
Mine says something else.
Straight talk. Does that have anything to do with my...
You shoot them straight.
I am. That's what I do. So there you go with more NBC, Bezos, music. It's just nonstop. Let's talk about new look decorating, since you were just mentioning that houses are always needing something, and sometimes a new look is just the thing to revitalize the interior of a home. Just like you kind of become nose blind to a scent in the house.
So true, Greg.
You can literally become blind, and it really wasn't until we started talking to Brett and getting some colors together. Brett Lanham is just amazing, all the people there are. When I started seeing, I mean, we need to redo every single room. The old paint is tired. It can only clean it to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not talking about like a trashy house. It just needs fresh.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Fresh coat of paint makes a big difference.
When it comes to color coordination, you can't beat Jordan and Katie and Beth. And Brian Carr is the leader of that great team. That Brett, the store manager, by the way, and he's been a pigment engineer for over 10 years now. Top tier Benjamin Moore paints, and they will connect you with a painter if need be. The great Scott Bowers works with them, and he's the guy that's going to be doing our work. In fact, I believe you'll be getting a message from him shortly.
You won't be disappointed.
Love the location, too, on Atlanta Highway, right there at Bell Road on the north side of Atlanta Highway. You pull into their lot, and you have your own private traffic signal to get out. If you want to reach out ahead of time by phone, 271-0007 for New Look Decorating. Traffic 358.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic updates.
Well, we've got an accident now, I-65 southbound. This is going to be right at Highway 80, minor accident, and we're not really seeing a backup of any kind. Watch out for those folks. Still working one on 85 northbound, right past Ann Street. Traffic's moving slow as far back as Jackson Hospital. Four vehicles off on the left side of the roadway. Hopefully they'll get that one taken care of in just a bit. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere else around Montgomery. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty. Get your nails done at Professionel and Spa and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton Company development. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Get ready for CAFCO's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st. Shop the best sale of the season all week long. Lots of items to give you inspiration. New spring merchandise, home decor, silk florals, and much more. We'll have door prizes and daily deals all week. April 1st, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 1101, and our wreath class